Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of Season 2 of the Quiet Hours Podcast. If you don't have time to read real books, try audiobooks. And right now, we can offer you 1 month free trial of audible.com, and you can get 2 free audiobooks on us by visiting the link in the video description. What's up, guys? Welcome to the second episode of the Quiet Hours Podcast. We're here on Season 2. We're joined with kind of the normal squad. I'm Ben.
I'm Ian.
I'm Mike.
And we also are joined today by a special guest.
I'm Addison.
And Addison is an expert in peanut allergies, I believe, right?
Yes.
So she knows everything about peanut allergies. She's an expert in the, what's that little device?
The AviQ, one that talks to you.
She's an expert in the talking...
Talking box.
Talking box.
So if you guys have any questions, please leave them for her. And we can have her back on to answer any questions you have about peanut allergies. She's our girl.
Thank you.
So, how have you guys been?
I've been, a little off, but we're good.
Oh, yeah, I've also been fine. I don't know what's a little off about him, though.
No, I mean off the pod.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been on the pod in a while.
You haven't been on the pod in a long-ass time, dude.
Yeah.
Because, last pod we did...
Was a train wreck.
It was a train wreck.
And we had... Just a weird
it was a weird vibe, I heard.
But we're kind of back to normal, at least. You know, we don't have Paige on. She couldn't make it. Had a big fundraising event. But
she did.
I know. Can you believe it?
A fundraising
event. Yeah, a fundraising event. We all know what that means.
But yeah, so much has happened since the last pod. Like, the last pod we were talking about was Super Bowl. And, that leads us into our next thing, Robert Kraft.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I was not ready for that.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think? Is he innocent?
No.
Because.
He is not innocent.
I'm kind of leaning towards the fact that he would be.
Yeah, I just thought that you would be that man.
You look like a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Patriots fan.
No, not a Patriots fan. Not a Patriots fan. A Robert Kraft.
Okay,
fan.
I'm a Robert. I'm not a fan of the illegal activity that he is allegedly involved in.
But are you a fan of the Patriots?
I'm a fan of Robert Kraft.
Oh,
I think it's respectable what he's done professionally. He's the most winningest team in NFL history. He's just a god amongst men, and
don't call Robert Kraft a god.
If he needs some relief every once in a while,
he should be able to pay for it.
Exactly. Whatever town he may be in. Even if he is in Florida.
Oh, Lord.
Because you already know that happens back home.
Yeah, but we do know is true? Tom Brady kissing Robert Kraft.
Oh, I saw that.
Has he kissed him?
Yeah, on live TV after the Super Bowl.
Get out of here.
Yeah, swear to God.
How come I didn't see that?
Dude.
Well, because it wasn't actually a kiss.
They were leaning into each other, talking into each other's mouths. Yeah. It was weird.
But I don't blame him. I don't blame Robert Kraft wanting to kiss Tom Brady.
He can get a peak athlete for free, but he's paying for these just, random girls on the side of the road.
Oh, so you're saying Tom Brady could give?
I'm just saying,
it would be better.
Why would he have to pay when he can already get peak athletes?
You're saying Tom Brady could have gave Uncle Bob a little tug for free. It's only fair for how much he pays.
Maybe
he does get paid a lot.
He does.
Duh.
He still makes him a lot of money.
Yeah. Addison has no idea what she's signed up for.
No, I didn't know we were gonna get to the freaking.
All right, we'll cut that out. Addison.
What?
What would you like to tell the crowd about peanut allergies?
No, because it's not even that fun. It's really embarrassing.
It's not that fun.
People always send me tweets of, you're the weird kid with the peanut allergy.
Well, those are 100% true.
Yeah, it's always, that loser kid in your high school that was allergic to peanuts was also scared of, blah, blah, which I also was scared of the movie. So I was like, of course that's why I'm scared of the movie.
Can you give us some traumatic experience that you've had?
With peanuts? One time at summer camp when I was working there, a little 6-year-old chased me around with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for 2 minutes, and no one helped me. Until someone finally realized what was happening and had to almost tackle the kid.
Oh my god.
Dude,
I didn't die.
Why wouldn't you just turn around and take your fears face on?
Because that kid was going to get me.
Do a little Batman for us. Batman fears bats. So what does he become?
What?
The Batman. Addison.
I don't think allergies work like immune systems. Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe if she just immerses herself with peanuts, her system will go, oh, okay.
I mean, like, what are those allergy shots? How do they work?
Yeah, those are a lot of money. They'll just go once a week to get a shot.
Yeah.
Too much work.
It's too much work, but you'll never understand how good peanuts taste.
Even if I get the shots, I would never understand.
Yeah, you can't eat a Reese's.
We'll never eat a Reese's in my life.
Oh
my
God. You can eat one and then just...
I'll do that on my deathbed.
call the ambulance. Hi, I'm having a allergic reaction to peanuts. You sound fine.
We'll get ready.
Not yet. Hold on.
I think I would do it on my deathbed. Just like to try it.
Do you want to go out to a peanut?
That would automatically kill you.
Wait, could that be like some type of insurance if you died from like an allergic reaction instead of natural causes?
Oh.
Mmm.
They're gonna have to put that in my insurance.
You're in for a gold mine.
So I have to die?
I mean, yeah, but like, your inheritance will be sick.
From a peanut allergy. It'd be like me getting back at everyone. Everyone that made fun of me. Gotcha, guys.
You're not going to put them in your will.
Anyone that laughed at you for a peanut allergy, not getting that money?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm actually sensing the plot of a new Netflix original right now.
What? The Addison Bertha Show?
Yeah, I feel like Netflix will take any.
Their Netflix originals are pretty good.
I think I could write a Netflix original. Okay. Anybody with two arms can write a Netflix original.
I could write a good one.
That's besides the point. Addison, you know, I feel like all of our viewers should know a little backstory about you and your pronunciations.
Oh, boy. Oof.
Okay.
Oof, did we have...
Because there's this certain type of, like, a shoe brand that I think a lot of people are familiar with. Starts with N.
The Nike shoe?
The
Nike... No, the Nike store.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, in my defense, no one told me it was wrong. No one ever told me I was wrong until I got here and y'all called me stupid.
Well, I mean, you can carry the word home that I think everyone there is stupid for agreeing with it.
I mean, do you not listen to the commercials or hear other people say it?
I thought they were wrong.
You thought the entire face of the earth was wrong?
Well, like, it never, like, clicked my head on, like, Nike, like, same thing. I always thought it was...
You never heard another person say Nike yet. You thought everybody else was an idiot.
No, I thought everyone else just, like, called it what they wanted to.
No, that's not how it works.
And then you guys made fun of me so much, so I started saying Nike more. Because I felt embarrassed.
So, like, but what subconsciously, what do you say?
Nike. Mm. Subconsciously, I said Nike.
Wow.
That's traumatizing.
You hate to see it.
What you doing over there, Mike?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You just like, I mean, like, that's a bothering statement to hear, though.
I know. What is?
Saying Nike? Or Nike?
You know, I'm going to get better at it. It just takes time.
I wish you luck in rehab.
Nike rehab. Nike rehab.
Dude, rehab. Do people still go there?
I don't think so. I think they just like tweet about it.
Yeah, they're like going to rehab. Be right back. BRB.
Unless it's like court ordered, I don't think anybody goes to rehab.
Dude, I'm hearing like some crackling noises.
It's the fireworks.
Yeah, big 4th of July celebrations today.
Big 4th of July.
Of course.
But yeah, you guys want to talk about something that I think,
yes,
I think the world has been wanting to hear about.
Yeah.
What's that?
Soldier Boy.
Oh, and
his little adventure, you know.
Into scamming Americans.
Man, he has some good songs though.
He does have some good songs, like Soldier Boy, like Tell Him. Yeah. What's that one? Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And
that's such a good one.
You got cranked that too, you know.
That's a good one.
Yo!
But he's come out with these technology things.
So innovative.
Yeah. these just like Chinese stuff he's just rebranding on his website. And we actually know somebody who has purchased one of these Soulja Pods, which is like a knockoff of AirPods.
Wait, who? Against my advice.
We know Zach. He was on the podcast
last time. Oh, yeah.
Don't they make like Soulja like Apple Watches and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They also make Soulja gaming consoles.
The Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but this guy, Zach, we know he ordered these Soulja Pods. And I don't know if he's got them yet.
He's not.
I feel like we should give him a call up and see what's going on with the Soulja Pods.
I don't think he's gotten them, but let's...
We got to give him a ring.
Yeah, we got to give him a ring.
Yo.
Hey.
Zach. What's going on, Zach?
What's up? Not much.
Hey, Zach, we're just talking about Soulja Boy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of Soulja Boy.
And we knew that you have purchased the Soulja Pods, so we just want to know what was going on with that.
Yeah, so I ordered them a month or two ago. I don't have them yet, but they're on their way. I really believe in Soulja Boy's
vision. That's all we needed, bro. Thank you.
All right, so we just heard from Zach, and he confirmed to us that his Soulja Pods have not arrived yet, confirming our suspicions that, Soulja Boy is scamming America. Now, Soulja Boy, if you're out there and you want to defend yourself on the pod, just hit us up.
But he won't, because he can't.
He can't. He's got nothing to say.
He can't defend himself.
He's got nothing to say.
He's taking innocent people's money for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't he come out with like a second line though? How
can
you like not
so
even
the
ship...
Soulja Pods too?
How could you not even like ship the first one and make a second one at the same time?
I'm unaware of this. I don't know.
It just seems like if Zach doesn't even have Soulja Pods 1, why is there a Soulja Pods 2?
More money.
More money, more money.
Respect the hustle.
Respect the hustle.
And speaking of money, there's somebody in this group who does not like to transfer their money online. Take a wild guess who that is.
I mean, that would be me. Venmo is an awful idea because you spend your money without even seeing what you're spending. So but you will spend more.
Isn't that like how a credit card is, too?
That's why I also do not use my credit card.
But here's the thing.
Isn't it a hassle to run to the bank and get more cash?
Kind of.
Yeah, so get a fucking credit card and don't have to do that.
But then I'll also be broke.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You just manage it.
Yeah, you just manage it well.
Like, I manage my...
Well, this is how I manage it.
I feel like I manage my finances well, but I use all digital. Because you can track up to the cent how much money you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because how much money you have your bank account? I don't know, around this. Online, it's like, okay, I have blah, 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 point, blah, blah.
Or you can just do math.
But online, you can literally deposit your checks, like, on your phone.
I do that. I deposit checks with that.
Okay.
I have a bank account.
This is my argument as well. Change. I don't want to carry around change.
I also don't want to carry around change.
Yeah. I feel like every time I get change.
I feel like they just need to round everything to the dollar. Seriously.
I just end up like throwing it in the tip jar or just like losing it.
Yeah.
So if I pay digitally through a credit card or Apple Pay or whatever, it's all my change is just with me.
Yeah. That shit adds up.
It does. So think about that, Ian.
And you know you're guilty of that, too. You're like, damn, I do lose a lot of change.
No, not really, because I just keep it all in, like, a big bin, and then I put it in one of those things that you, like,
trade. Oh, you get the money back for it. Yeah. Those are so cool.
Oh, yeah, but...
They do take a portion.
They take a portion. Yeah.
Online?
Wait, they do?
They don't take portions.
Wait, they take a portion of it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It takes 3%.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. No, but sometimes I pay in cash because it's kind of like satisfying to pay in cash because like it's not coming right from your bank account, so it feels a little better.
I feel like it would be satisfying to pay in cash if you just like, you know, those rappers roll up to the car dealership with a duffel bag.
Exactly.
You know, ton of $100 bills.
Like, that's fucking cool.
That would be fucking cool. I would enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, nobody would see me do it. And it would just be, like, kind of lame. It's like, I don't have that many Instagram followers.
So it wouldn't be worth it at the end?
No.
That's how you get followers.
But have you guys seen Black Youngsta? on Instagram?
I have not.
No.
I've heard Black of him. Youngsta.
His most famous song is that Booty one.
That it's narrows it down. Booty.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down even a little bit.
We can't play that because it'll copyright us, can't we?
No, we can't, but he's just always posting pictures of him like in hotel rooms, and he lays $100 bills on the floor so it looks like carpet.
You guys remember that one rapper that like posted a picture that he was in like a private jet?
Oh, Bow Wow.
Then they saw him find like coach like the next day. That was so funny.
Dude, I don't.
He's done that like multiple times too. Like
that's why it's better.
That's just like economical, honestly.
No, but there's like a company that like sells out. Like you could go take pictures in a private jet. Like you and your friends could go take pictures in a private jet and then just leave.
That's
and like post it on your Instagram. Oh like, my, ooh, I got
Addison,
it.
Addison, we should do that.
That'd be one hell of a business.
You and I don't have
just buy one fucking airplane.
I know.
Yeah, just
never
buy never
fuel fly it. Yeah.
And just let kids take pictures of it.
Some kids and like some rich kids would definitely do it.
So spend like $15 million on an airplane.
Yeah.
Well, no. It doesn't have to be like that nice of an airplane. It just has to look nice.
We can have a nice interior.
Like,
because
you don't have to worry about the engine.
Yeah.
Or that shit.
That's the expensive
part. You just
got
to buy the shell.
As long as the inside looks good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that would cost a couple $100,000.
It would, yeah.
But
that's definitely one hell of an investment.
But then you also may get like $200 for a trip into one of those pitches.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Let them be in there for an hour,
take their Instagram photos, post it for all their friends. They'd be so happy.
It costs like $1,500 an hour to rent a private jet. So
that's with
fuel, pilots, and people.
So we could charge like $300.
Yeah, because we don't need fuel, pilots, or people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where should we post up? Like, this
would they have
business
to take their own Instagram photos,
well,
or would we have to take them? Or would we have to take
them? We would have to take them so then we could sell them the photos.
Oh.
Nobody likes that shit. That's not how you get kids' business. Not once has a kid been like, yeah, I'm going to buy my photos.
But,
oh, like at Cedar Point when they take your picture?
Yeah,
like, no one wants to buy
those.
So you just like sneak it real fast.
No,
like,
we say you can go on the private jet, but we take the photos. It's just free to be on the private jet, but if you want the
photos, and then we just outrageously charge
the
pictures. See, they wouldn't go for that because I would never buy a $300 photo.
Nobody would do that. We gotta let them take their pictures.
I think it's smarter to rent out the plane.
And plus, if you're gonna buy the pictures, then it takes even longer to post that on Instagram, which is all this is.
Yeah, so just let them take it on like their iPhone, whatever, and then they'll be happy.
And then we also do like fake tickets. So like, if your friends question you, you show them the ticket, and it's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I flew to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you need a ticket on a private jet?
We
show them credit card receipts. Like,
credit card
receipts.
Yeah,
I spent $13,000 flying to Albuquerque.
Fake receipts. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no one would believe the ticket. Like, you don't need a ticket on a
private jet. Just went to Moscow for a day.
Just casually.
And we'll do, like, all the champagne's going to be, like, plastic. Like, the stuff you see at, like...
We can just fill it with water, then. Just fill the champagne bottles with water. No one will know the difference.
Yep.
It's going to look like water.
If it's in the bottle, no one's gonna
you
know.
You can color that water.
You can color that,
yeah.
Carbonated. You have to.
And we'll get, hot flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
That's extra money, though. That's for, like, guys.
Yeah, we can't pay for that.
No, we can get them real cheap on the corner.
Yeah.
Just get them a good outfit and we're good.
Give them a little Robert Kraft.
Dude, you know how many girls in this hallway? I can think of about 3 who do that shit for $50 an hour. Okay.
Just stand there?
And we can think about who I'm talking about in your heads. But now you guys are thinking about it.
Yeah. I can only like think of 2.
I don't know which ones you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of girls could. I feel like a lot of girls couldn't.
Nah, I've got 3.
What would they have to do? Just stand there?
Stand there, you know, with the outfit on. Not like Delta, but Delta, but sluttier.
$50, man, that's
a
lot.
Yeah, I would say about 3, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting the 3.
I think of one.
I'm curious what you guys are thinking about, but we can't say names
on the pod.
We'll
say it off the pod. We do have code names for some people, but I don't think we have code names for some of the people in mind.
No, we don't.
So, that's all there is to say. We'll talk about this after. If you guys want to inquire, please email us.
Shoot us a quick email.
But yeah, so you guys got anything else to put in on this pod?
I feel like we're running short. We gotta get something else.
Well,
there is an elephant in the room.
What's the elephant?
Oh shit! Okay, what?
Guys, do we have any like any juicy bits we need to share? Because we back in the day in the podcast, we used to share like juicy
we
stuff.
Did. We call Mike's weekend.
No.
Let's talk about Mike because he was mean to me. He was so mean to me.
This is good.
Boy.
Mike. He pushed me at the freaking bar and I was so mad.
Mike, take the listeners back to what was it, Friday night?
Yeah.
All right. So I hadn't eaten anything like all day. Ate something at like 2. And then I had like a test, an exam, and I had a project group meeting. Bunch of shit was going down. And so I was just, it was busy as hell, and I was so ready to just kick back. And a bunch of my friends were coming up that day. So I was like, all right, yeah, like, get done with this exam, go hang out with them. So I get back in my room, and I'm like, you know, down in the brewskis, because, like, I needed it. Like, I wanted it. Like, and, you know, had a couple there, feeling pretty good. Went out to the bar. Had myself about 3 or 4 double something. I don't remember what it was, but it was a double. And I don't remember walking back. And then I woke up at about 6 or 7 in the morning laying in my own throw up.
That's brutal.
It was not the best.
Not a pleasant sight?
Not at all.
Nope.
I saw after the cleanup had already begun, but I saw you in your sleep just, like, spitting little chunks out of your mouth. I didn't get to see the full act, but I just hear...
I refused to come in for that part.
Great.
They're like, let's go check on little Mike. I said, not me.
Yeah.
After I knocked a beverage out of your hand across the room, I did do that.
What?
I hit your... drink all the way across the room.
Yeah, that was not nice.
I bought you one though.
Yeah, you did.
I felt so bad. Ow, I just snapped myself. Ow, sorry.
And you know what's ironic about this is that just the night before, somebody that we know, Elijah, did the same thing to herself in her bed.
Is it Elijah? I got his name.
So Elijah did it to himself. There we go.
Elijah did it to himself.
Well, you know, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it's 2019. Yeah, I'm free of judgment. Never mind. Yeah. I retract that statement. Please don't cancel me.
Please don't cancel me.
You know, we do have advertisers now, so they might actually cancel us.
That's why I retract the statement. It's all good.
Yeah, we're fine now.
All right. Thank you, Ian, for retracting the statement. Yeah, Mike, thanks for sharing about, you know...
It was very difficult for me to do that, yeah.
I know, it's...
We appreciate it.
Just the first step is, you know, admitting what happened.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And just hope it doesn't happen again next weekend.
Yeah, it won't.
All right. That's set in stone, though.
Yeah, now we've got proof.
Yep, well, come back on next week and I'll tell them.
All righty. Well, you guys got anything else to add? Before we wrap up,
no,
I think that's good.
You guys want to do any shout? Addison, you want any shout outs?
No, I'm good.
No, shout out your shout out.
Shout out who? Anyone?
You got some fan mail today.
No, I didn't. Shout out to my friend Margaret that's coming on Friday. She's bringing me a whole outfit to wear, so like, shout out to her.
Okay, shout out to Margaret.
Shout out to Margaret.
Yeah, woo, go Margaret.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Peace out.
Ciao.
Adios.